We've been working with an alternative intercropping system where we use skip rows in maize or another tall stature crop, and the idea is to improve harvest of light and carbon dioxide, have improved photosynthesis. And when you do that, we have a fairly wide space. Obviously, if you're using a 76 centimeter row width, you'd have a 152 or 160 centimeter alley. Or as the developer of this system, Dykeman, who's the second author there, calls it the solar corridor. And the idea is shown there, depicted graphically, is that this is when you can use double, narrow rows, double twin rows, I guess is what you call it, have this 60-inch or 152-centimeter alley, and that provides a space for either weeds or another low-statured crop. And we've looked at several crops, and I've been looking at cowpea for the last several years to see how that would fill that void. So the idea is that if you have a primary crop of maize, you have greater access to photosynthetically active radiation, increase the photosynthate and carbohydrate production. But the key here is that it works with selected hybrids of corn. I'm not don't have time to get into that, but most of the modern transgenic varieties do not respond to this width. We hope to see that the corn along this sun-filled alley here would respond and increase yield to an extent, or at least yield the same as a monocultured field, a solid planting field. And we have shown that with some the older genetic varieties or hybrids. The secondary crop then, or the interrow, which you would call a corridor crop or the floor crop, is key to increasing the biodiversity in this field and to improving soil health. And so you're increasing diversity, soil conservation because the surface is covered. You have the soil occupied with living roots most of the year. There's a reduced need for tillage. Organic matter is enhanced, and it sustains the microbial diversity and function. Plus, in addition to your cereal grain, you have a supplemental forage, food, or feed grain that can be possibly harvested off the same field. I'm interested in looking at the impact on the root systems because we have increased root growth. There's going if you have more photosynthesis, photosynthate produced, there may be an increased root exudation of carbon substrates, which increases the components for microbial growth and function. For this gives you an idea of the a wide row solar corridor next to a monoculture of corn or a solid stand of corn or maize. This is what we do our comparisons with. We're going to look a little bit about soil health and productivity and then the beneficial impacts of cowpea as a corridor crop. We've been doing this for several years, and it's been restricted primarily to Northeast Missouri soil silt loam. These are the arrangements. We usually try to hit about 30,000 plants per hectare or 74,000 plants per hectare. Looked at the cowpea, and these are the measurements: carbon fractions, microbial structure and diversity, PLFA. Fortunately, the previous speaker did a very nice job of explaining that, so I'll let that go for now. We looked at a little microbial activity, looking at an enzyme activity, glucosidase, which is involved in carbon cycling. We did some chlorophyll readings, but I won't be presenting that, and I'll show some grain yields and biomass yields. So why cowpea? Well, this is, when the first year we looked at this, we saw that it was very stress tolerant to moisture, shade effects. There's very few pests on it. It's a nitrogen-fixing legume. It's useful in soil conservation because it will cover the surface fairly quickly, deep rooting, high biomass. It increases biological diversity because you don't just have a maize monoculture. The growth performance is greater than a lot of other corridor crops you looked at, and we looked at soybean and buckwheat. Sun hemp obviously isn't going to work very well because it's too tall. Foliage and seed, we have a higher nitrogen content, higher fiber, essential nutrients. If this was going to be used for a human dietary purposes. You know, cereal grains are usually lacking in the essential micronutrients. Cowpea can make up for that difference. Multi-purpose, because of the conservation, it can be used for forage, livestock feed, a pulse grain for human diet, maybe wildlife habitat, and of course that can be a disadvantage too, because we really had a problem with deer in some of these places. And it gives a little bit of moderate weed suppression. In order to really show how this functions in the intercrop, we needed to do a cowpea monocrop, which you see here, which we just did this past year. So that data is a little bit lacking at this point, but we're going to show it for comparison purposes anyway. So one of the keys, there's mainly two major keys to in good soil health. One is microbial diversity, which we see here in the soil. Hypothetically, it's providing all the functions that's necessary for good plant growth, plus other ecosystem services. So that's why we wanted to look at that. Unfortunately, when you're depending on another lab to do your PLFA analysis, you don't always get the results on time, so I don't really have any of those results. But I'm showing you what we got with the maize, just to give you an idea of what kind of response we might expect with that solar corridor. This is a monoculture of corn here, all the different groups of the soil microorganisms are showing here. They're all fairly consistent in a monoculture, but you see some of these hybrids are responding in the corridor. And these are the older genetic hybrids here. And we have an increase in bacteria and fungi, which we don't see with the modern hybrids here. Now, of course, cowpea isn't going to relate to that, but the idea is to see, cowpea mono versus cowpea solar corridor, see if there's a difference. But like I said, I don't have that information right now. So the second key or major key to soil health is soil carbon, obviously. Soil organic matter is the key to soil health, or to good soil health. Now we know that there are fractions of soil organic matter, and this is what we looked at because, for instance, we can extract soluble carbon from the soil using a water or a buffer, and this represents the readily available or very labile root exuded carbon or microbially lysed carbon. This is available, readily available to microorganisms in the soil for metabolism and driving the functions in the soil. And so if we're getting more efficient use of light and carbon dioxide, we should expect higher root release photosynthate carbon, right? And that can also be included in this active fraction, which is recently decomposed organic matter, which is supporting most of the microorganisms in the soil, as well as being a source of mineralized nutrients for the plant, phosphorus, nitrogen, and sulfur. So this is usually extracted with permanganate, and that fraction is known as the active carbon fraction. So we measured that as well. Now, what I'm going to show here is kind of some selected measurements. I don't want to show. We looked at 12 to 15 corn hybrids. I'm only going to pick out a few as comparisons to what we see with the cowpea. And the blue bar is those crops growing in monoculture. The red bar is that growing in solar corridor. And for the blank alley, there's usually some weeds that come through there. So we looked at the weeds as well for their effect on active carbon, on these carbon fractions. So with active carbon, which is generally considered to be a rather sensitive indicator, we didn't really see that much difference, except for obviously for some reason we have some weeds in there that are doing a pretty good job. But as you will see later, the weed density is not near as high as we have for cowpea and the corn. And the corn has a fairly large root system. We have a lot of active carbon in there. So we didn't really see a lot of effect of this intercropping on the release of active carbon in either the pea or the maize. But interestingly, when we look at water extractable carbon, that's the most labile fraction of soil carbon, we do see some responses, and the cowpea in the wide alleys or the solar corridor have 25 to 30 percent increased exudation of carbon when they're in that corridor compared when they're in a monoculture. And here I show you a couple of maize hybrids that do the same thing. This particular Master's Choice hybrid is another about 25% more. This is a modern Pioneer variety, and it shows little difference in release of this carbon, whether it's in a monoculture or a solar corridor. So not all modern hybrids are not going to respond. We see that some of them do with some of these soil health indicators. We look at a biological activity. We kind of see the same thing with active carbon, although we do have slight responses here, showing better microbial activity in the solar corridor with both the pea and the maize. Here is with this modern hybrid is lower. The weeds apparently host a fairly active microbial community as well. Glucosidase is a carbon cycling enzyme, so when you have quite a bit of carbon in the root zone, we would expect that there might be more activity by the microbial community, and this is what this shows here. All right, so we've looked at biomass. We've looked at several corridor crops throughout the years in the corn, oats, cowpea, buckwheat, sun hemp, and then we have the weeds. So you see here the weeds, even though they are responding in terms of those parameters, they're not, they're suppressed to an extent. They're not as higher density as what we can get with cowpea. As you can see here, cowpea gives us the greatest vegetative biomass compared to all these other species that we have here. I should mention that in the first couple of years that we used this, we were using a soil conservation variety of cowpea, Red Ripper or Iron Clay, and they produce a lot of biomass, very large vining variety. Here we have, we went to more of a grain or a semi-vining variety in 2015 and 2016, I guess it was. And we have a good biomass production here, but it will never achieve the amount that you have in monoculture with cowpea. But the thing of it is still that you have a good coverage within the alley. Plus, in 2015 and 2016, we had some grain yields that we allowed to go to for harvest, so that we can illustrate that you can get a supplemental grain, a high protein crop along with the maize. And this just gives you, you can either do it, I use cowpea on my doctoral dissertation in Mississippi, and everybody there eats their peas when they're still green in the pod, and so this gives you an idea of what the fresh weight would be and about how much protein that would be in those peas. So then the California black eye is the other variety we used in the last 2 years. So this kind of gives you what we're getting here. It's not as high that we would expect in monoculture. And again, I don't have any grain yields for the black-eyed pea because we had some deer problems and kind of ruined our plots. Have to take that care of that later. Now this gives you an idea of what the nitrogen content and the protein content is of the biomass that we're getting. Quite a bit of nitrogen that could potentially either be put back into the soil or could be used as grazing by livestock, okay? And this is the protein content we're getting with the grain. Now here's the conservation cover crop varieties. You can see this is in September. The peas are just beginning to pod. You're not going to get much of a grain crop off of that. That's better for conservation or grazing. Residue from that crop of peas in the alley after harvest, you see it covers the ground very well, even some perhaps weed suppressive activity with the winter annuals here in a blank row. Here there's not much at all. Here is the grain cultivar. You can see the grain has pods have developed or matured there after the end of the season. This is a shot of where we harvested the corn mechanically and carefully. The peas are still standing here with their pods. It's not a very good picture, but that could be harvested for grain if that was necessary, and you could follow that with the next winter cover crop. This is a shot of varietal selection. Here is that very viney cover crop type of pea, and you see what happens in the corn row. It begins to climb the stalks, and it's a real problem to harvest. But here, if you have that semi-viney grain variety, you don't have that problem. That's the California black eye. I'll skip the corn grain yields and just go to the summary. These may contribute positively to improve soil health. In fact, the corridor crop and the maize may be synergistically different carbon compounds, different microbial communities. The cowpeas adaptive for soil health enhancement, could be used for grazing, feed, or food source. The selection of the variety is critical, as I showed you on the previous slide. The maize and cowpea may be adaptable to many crop management systems. We also tried one in an organic system with grain sorghum that you see here. The problem, as Harry very well knows, is weed management. So that has to be worked on. But I think this is a system that could be adaptable to many different regions across the, worldwide. And cowpea is a very good crop for looking at in this type of intercropping system. Thanks.
Do you have some suggestions for hybrids or varieties of maize that work well for the system?
Yes, so far we do. The biggest problem is having a consistent source, because hybrids, seed companies change their hybrids almost year to year. But there's a couple of varieties, Master's Choice and Augusta hybrids. They have a lot of non-transgenic hybrids that include the older genetics, and those are the ones that are responding fairly consistently to this planting arrangement. And we'll get as good a yield or even a 10% increase in yield with the wide row.
Why is that?
Well, some of these crops, corn, can do what is called flex, which means responding to changes in environment or stress, and they'll tend to increase ear size. And in fact, some of these varieties will have two or three ears on the stalk, and that is one of the reasons why it will compensate for that yield or for that missing row.
Thank you.